We are now joined by our race-winning crew chief, Rodney Childers, for the number 4 Busch Light Ford for Stuart Haas Racing. Rodney, can you talk us through how you're feeling, your excitement, you know, getting another win for the number 4 team?
Yeah, I think everybody kind of knows by now this is my favorite place. You know, I love coming here. We put a lot of work into coming here. And, you know, I feel like we should have won so many races here over the years, all the way back to David Ruderman days and how fast we always were. And we've been able to carry that through all the way, you know, through the 4 team and just been so fast every time. And you know, we've had a lot of awkward stuff happen here, and we've blown tires and broke a gear last fall, you know, something that was really odd. But to just be able to come here and have a flawless race, you know, no drama, no issues. Kevin did an excellent job on the racetrack, and the guys did an incredible job on pit road. And we just had a hot rod tonight, and I wasn't sure how it was in the spring. I felt like we were pretty good for the All-Star, and, you know, ended up second there. But you just never know, you know, without practicing and stuff, you're kind of taking a shot in the dark at a few things and, you know, whether the splitter's going to drag the ground or not and just all those things. But overall, it was on the money, and those guys, all my engineers, have done such a good job all year, you know, unloading like this and barely making adjustments during the race and just doing an incredible job.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions for you from the media. If you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. We'll kick things off with Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey, Rodney, those last 50 plus laps with Kevin and Kyle were some really close quarters racing. And I know that's nothing new to you, but being atop of the pit box and knowing that you have no impact on what's going to happen from there on out, what are the emotions that are associated with watching that?
Yeah, I mean, that ended up being a little closer than what we wanted. You know, our car was really good on the long runs, and it looked like it was a little bit too free there for a little while. And you know, kind of got caught up with a lap car in the wrong place at the wrong time, or we, you know, took the wrong lane at the wrong time or whatever and let the 18 get by us. And at that point, it looked like our car was a lot better, and then we all got jammed up and knocked a big hole in the right front headlight area. And after that, you know, it was just not the same car at all. And you know, we couldn't pull away. We couldn't do anything, and it was too tight. And, you know, it turned out good for everybody at home and everybody that was up in the stands, because it turned into one heck of a race. And, you know, the 18 guys had a great car all night and fought us hard there at the end. And just great racing, you know, to have a night race here and the stands full and people screaming and yelling, and to have a race like that was pretty incredible.
And Kevin got him back for the second time. Were you nervous that Kyle was going to pass him again, or did you think that you guys had him covered?
No, I mean, once that big hole was in the nose, it was a battle. We lost all of our turn and we were kind of, he found a little bit of something those last few laps and was able to get back away a little bit. But, you know, it was still pretty close.
All right, we'll take our next question from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Rodney. Congratulations on another win for you guys in the 4 team. This stretch, this trio of races, team sport this is, in my opinion anyway, you know, because, you know, Tim called a great job from the spotter stand. You guys had that tremendous strategy to get the win at Darlington. So how pleased are you with the chemistry and camaraderie that the number 4 team has shown in winning 9 races?
Yeah, somebody kind of asked me, I think it was Dylan Welch, was kind of talking to me earlier today, and you know, I could go on about this for 30 minutes. You know, we've all learned a lot about ourselves this year, including me, and we've all learned to do things differently. We've learned to trust each other. We've learned to work hard no matter what the circumstances are, whether you're first shift, whether you're second shift. I haven't had one team meeting since guys together. I haven't had to tell anybody what to do. I haven't had to tell somebody they need to work harder. They need to pay more attention to details. I have the best group that I've ever been around. I've raced my whole life. And, you know, the people in the shop, the people on the road crew, the pit crew, you know, I haven't had one meeting. We haven't talked about how to get better. We just all do our jobs and we expect to be the best. Sometimes you are, sometimes you aren't. And when we're not, we take, you know, we try to build better cars. We try to put better setups under them and, we try to do better on pit road, but you know, through all of this, you know, like I said, we've just learned so much. You know, I was always the guy that I thought that I had to be at the front door and unlock the door every morning or turn the lights on and set my alarm for 4 o'clock. And I look back on that and it was dumb. You know, I look back on so many things that probably I was doing wrong. I was completely wore out by lunchtime every single day. I could barely hold my eyes open. Just all the time, all I do is think about how to make the cars go faster and you know, it's just a whole different mentality. And I never thought that a pandemic and the things that we've went through in the world would change our team and the way that we think about things, and it really has.
Thanks, Rodney. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. I've got to add to the next round. What concerns you about the second round?
Everything. you know, Vegas has been a good place for us. I think everybody would say that the four car is normally faster when it's cooler and track has more grip and that kind of thing. And, you know, Vegas isn't one of those places. You know, it's supposed to be 94 degrees. It's going to be hot and slick. Last year, you know, we stuck around there all night long and we had some good pit stops. We had some good restarts and the sun went down, the track gripped up. And next thing you know, we're leading the race with 30 to go and had a shot of winning. So, you know, take a good car. We can have a solid day and hopefully get out of there with a good finish. You know, obviously we'll try to win the top five and Roval. It's hard to say. You know, last year was a different aero package. We qualified well, we ran well, same thing. We were leading with all the way till 10 to go and had a shot of winning it. So, you know, I feel like we can go perform there. You know, it's really just whether we hit the setup right with the new aero package. And then Talladega, I think we've had great race cars. You know, our Speedway guys have worked hard. And it really comes down to how do you want to race? Do you want to ride around and, you know, try to be there at the end? Or do you want to just race like crazy and try to get stage points? And we've done it both ways. And we've crashed both ways, so it's hard to say what's right and what's wrong. We're better riding in the back and trying to be there at the end, and then we did that the other week in Daytona, and it didn't work. So, you know, it's just a crazy stretch of races. You know, it'd be exciting for the fans with the schedule and the racetracks, and hopefully, you know, we can put on some great shows. And like I said, the excitement is what this playoff format's all about.
You mentioned about how you've kind of changed this year and doing things. I'm curious, even with all the success that you guys have had in making it to the championship for so many years, is anything changing in how you approach these playoffs or how you manage your team or things you do as a leader of the team in these playoffs, even with all the success that you've had in getting to the championship for so many years?
Not necessarily. You know, I think sometimes we've tried to overdo it in the playoffs and kind of just step on our toes when it comes homestead time. And, you know, this year we've tried to just keep things light. But on the other side of it, everybody knows me that I'm going to push every day. If I don't like something, we're going to cut it off. And we're going to make the car the best it can be before it loads on the truck. That doesn't mean that it can't load until Friday. It can load on Wednesday, but it's going to be what we all feel is the best. And you know, those guys at the shop have worked hard. The aero group and everything else, they've worked hard. But for me, you know, we're taking it every changed anything because it's the playoffs. We're still racing to win every week, and that's what our goal is, if you can't win races, you're not going to win a championship anyway. Just like Kevin said, we've got 9 and he didn't know if we were going to get 10. Well, if you don't get 10, you're not going to win a championship. So it's pretty simple at this point. You got to win races to hold that big trophy at the end of the year.
And I'm sorry to follow up on one thing you said. When you said over a little bit at Homestead, what do you mean by that? And what have you overdone? I mean, obviously, like I said, it's a really great track record in getting there to the championship race.
Yeah, I mean, we've made it to Homestead every year up at Charlotte. So, we've been able to get there, but we've only took the big trophy home 1 year and should be able to go down there and perform. And instead, we finish second or third every week, every year. And, you know, honestly, that's unacceptable. We have to go perform when we have to. I think you've seen with the 4 team over the years, if we get in a situation where we have to perform, we go perform. And that's what we've got to do. And to be honest, the guys that we race against in that deal are tough. If you're going to race against the whole Gibbs group, they're going to be tough. It doesn't matter what racetrack we're at. And we have to perform, and we have to take the best car and give Kevin what he needs.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, and we'll take our final question for Rodney from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, Rodney, one question for you. It's, you know, throughout the regular season, you guys and the Denny Hamlin team were really kind of neck and neck, 1A, 1B. It seems in this round you maybe have separated yourselves a little bit. Do you see that you guys, your performance is better now on a week-to-week basis than the 11 team?
I don't know. I mean, we won the Southern 500, but we really didn't have a very good car. Right before the 9 and the 19 got into each other, I looked down and I told my engineer, Dax, I said, we're a half second lap off. You can't win races at half second lap off. We just happened to that day, but we've done a good job. Yeah. I think you look at the 11 guys and they've had a little bit of bad luck. They've had some weird things happen. But that's just part of it. You know, we all go through spells. I mean, we can have something go wrong and not win. For all of us, we have to have, you know, good teams behind us and good people and just keep the effort. Whether you go through a bad spell or not, if you keep the effort going, it'll come back to you. I think that they've had some crap luck and some things that haven't went their way. And I think they're going to continue to be tough the rest of the year.